May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 715. When the blessed day of Pentecost was fully come, the Holy Ghost descended from above, sent by the Father and the Son to bring immortal blessings down and shed abroad God's love. Hymn 715.
Thank you. Let's read together from the Word of God, from two portions of Scripture. First, the book of Psalms, number 65. Psalm 65. Praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. For thou that hearest prayer, unto thee there shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me, as for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest, and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy court. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. By terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea. Which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening too rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing. Now please turn to Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore remember that ye, being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, yea, who sometimes were far off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, or to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh, for through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word, and help and teach us to pray. Kind, merciful, ever gracious Lord God, once again thy kindness and mercy were spared we see another Sabbath day. Oh, we do desire to humbly acknowledge all thy goodness and kindness thus to us. Oh, we do thank thee for the Sabbath day. And dear Lord, and if spared, Lord, to the close of the day, may we indeed render praise to thee, saying, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. Lord Jesus, do come and bless us this day. Oh, bless us, dear Lord Jesus. Lord, that we may be say with the dear Apostle Peter, unto you therefore which believe is precious, make thyself more and more and more precious to our poor never dying souls. Our Lord, so that we will say that I from all things parted I could be, but never, never, Lord, from thee. Dear Lord Jesus, thou didst say to Martha, there was but one thing that was needful. Lord, there is only but one thing that is needful. Dear Lord, with all what we have and do not have in this poor dying world, but oh, that we may have Christ. We may have Jesus in our hearts, and that we may dwell in his heart. We may know, dear Lord, that we are indeed found in amongst thy people. Oh, chosen ere time began. Oh, the amazing grace. Then draw near, dear Lord, and oh, bless us this day. Oh, that poor sinners may indeed have and receive of thy divine fullness. There may be, Lord, that word that should drop, dear Lord, like a handful of purpose into some poor sinner's heart, whereby, Lord, it will give and grant them that sweet, gracious assurance that their name is indeed found recorded in some humble place beneath the Saviour's blood. We pray then, Lord, that thou wilt bless us indeed. Help us, Lord, and be gracious to us now, this day. Oh, Lord, we come, we're seeking, we're asking, dear Lord, for some great things. But, dear Lord Jesus, we're not asking anything too great for thee to give or grant. Then we come pleading that thou art have compassion upon us and empty send us not away. Oh, that there may indeed be, Lord, this day a portion for seven and also for eight, so that none go away empty, so that each go away with the word of thy grace in their hearts, with the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich. Oh, that they may be able to say, it may be in days to come, the Lord met with me there that day, in thy house, around thy word. Lord, not unto us, not unto us, but unto thy name we would give glory and desire to give glory. Then do help. Thou knowest, dear Lord, just how each one has come. All cases are known unto thee. And Lord, we then lovingly commit and command to thee this little church and congregation here. Do bless them together. Bind them together in love and unity in the bond of peace. Pray thou help. Lord, we think of the little ones. We pray for them. They've got a never-dying soul. Some of them, Lord, are carried into the house of God. Ah, Lord, and may we carry them, dear Lord, in our hearts to thee, that thou wilt bless them. Oh, and do it, dear Lord, do make them a blessing. Oh, in days to come, pray, Lord, that thou wilt be gracious. Lord, these little ones, like us older ones, Lord, we have got a never-dying soul. Lord, and each and every one of us, without exception, one day, are going to have to depart this life and enter upon eternity and to stand before the righteous judge of all the earth. We pray, dear Lord, that thou art then bless us. Oh, pardon our every sin, forgive all our iniquities, all our transgressions, cover with the mantle of thy love. Pray then, Lord, that thou be with us each, whatever our age may be. We pray, Lord, for those others, the children, Lord, those who are growing up, Lord, be with them and undertake for them. It may be, Lord, that some of the children here, Lord, are God, examinations, etc., at this time of the year, in the midst of them, at school, or college, or university, whatever. We pray thou meet with them and do help them and go before them, Lord, be with them and undertake for them. Grant them success. And Lord, as the parents of these children, they need thy help. There's the parents and there's the grandparents. Lord, we pray thou remember each and all. Lord, we lovingly commit and commend all unto thee. Go before the young ones, Lord. Provide for them. Oh, dear Lord, they may see, Lord, thy good hand, leading, guiding, directing, blessing them. Lord, oh, thou choose for them and find for them a suitable wife, a suitable husband. Find for them employment. Find for them a home to live in. Lord, and do be gracious then to each, and do help them. Lord, we lovingly commend them today. Oh, and dear Lord, do work in their hearts. Don't leave them, Lord, without this blessed work of thy grace. Dear Lord, do arrest them by the power of thy Holy Spirit. May they have that good thing in their hearts of the Lord God of Israel. May their cry often be, give me Christ, or else I die. We pray then that thou art be, the Lord, then here with the office bearers, undertake for them, help them, Lord, in all their concerns, burdens, responsibilities, to undertake for them, and make thy goodness pass before them. Lord, there may be those, and there are those, Lord, those, Lord, that have heavy burdens, our Lord, and of great seeming impossibilities in front of them, Lord, and Lord, like a mountain, but that they may find and prove that this mountain flows down at thy presence. Dear Lord, that then which is impossible with men is possible with thee. Lord, we think of thy words, that thou didst ask thy servant Abraham, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Oh, dear Lord, and we pray thou give us faith to believe that there is nothing too hard, that thou art able. Oh, then do hear prayer. Oh, that it may be thy will, Lord, to remove the mountains, to make it a plain. Gracious Lord, do hear prayer. We pray, O Lord, that thou wilt then help us to thank thee for all the kindness and mercy bestowed, our daily needs abundantly supplied, health, strength, use of natural faculties, beds to lie on, roof over our heads, many, many mercies. And Lord, we would not let these mercies lie forgotten in unthankfulness and yet without praises die. We thank thee for thy house. Thank thee for an open Bible. A Bible, Lord, that we can read in our own language. Oh, we do thank thee for it, Lord. And we pray, dear Lord, thou bless it to us as we read it. Oh, that it may, Lord, be, Lord, more to us than our daily food. Gracious Lord, do then work in our hearts. Pray, dear Lord, thou keep and preserve us each from sin and iniquity. We often think of thy prayer, dear Lord Jesus. Deliver us from evil. And how we do need constantly to be delivered from evil. How we constantly need to be kept from sin and Satan and his subtle temptations. Then do surround us. And may we be found then looking unto Jesus. We may resist the adversary and prove that he flees from us. Undertake for us. Remember now, Lord, we pray, any in any particular trial or trouble or distress, be gracious to them. We pray for those, Lord, that walk in bereavement's path. Comfort their hearts. To support them and to sustain them. Hold them up. Lord, we particularly pray for our friends here that thy will will stand around a grave in the coming days. Lord, be gracious to them. Oh, and dear Lord, may they not mourn as those that mourn without hope. Lord, do be near to them. Undertake for them. Hold them up. And pray, dear Lord, then that thou art be with each and all. Others, Lord, here and there, have lost near and dear ones. Sometimes it's mother, sometimes father, brother, sister, sometimes a child. Oh, we ask thee to comfort each mourning, sorrowful heart, and be with them and hold them up, Lord, by the power of thy Holy Spirit. May they know that thou art the God of all comfort. Hear prayer then. We pray for others in distress and in perplexities. Lord, do make a way where there's no way, and be gracious to each and all. Pray now for our nation, Lord. It needs prayer. It needs much prayer. Oh, that thou would indite real prayer, Lord, in the hearts of thy people. Lord, thou overturn the evil designs of wicked men and frustrate their intentions. And oh, still, Lord, there's that intention in Parliament, Lord, to redefine the marriage. Oh, we pray, dear Lord, that thou hear prayer. Lord, that thou overturn it. Lord, thou bring it to naught. Dear Lord, thou art able. There is nothing too hard for thee. Dear Lord, oh, that it may be the force of their united prayers no power can long withstand. Dear Lord, thou art able to help with many or with few. Hear the prayer of the few. Hear the prayer of the remnant, Lord. And appear for us. And Lord, and open the eyes of those in authority over us to see, Lord, where they lead us to. Lord, they're following after other countries, Lord, that have brought in this abomination. We pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt, oh, give them the courage, Lord, to follow thy word, to follow Christ, to walk in thy commands, instead of following the giddy multitude of this poor, wretched, dying world. Hear prayer. Lord, we think of others in distress in this world. We pray for them. Syria, poor people there. Others in famine and death and disease. And where there's war and bloodshed, do bring peace and reconciliation if it can please thee. Oh, dear Lord, do help us to pray. Dear Lord, for our rulers. We're exalted to pray for kings and those that rule over us. Then do help us. Pray for our sovereign, the Queen. Oh Lord, we do thank thee for her, Lord, and in many respects, Lord, we've had a good queen. We're not found under the hand of a terrible dictator. We thank thee for that. And dear Lord, but do make her, oh, the subject of thy grace. May she truly be a gracious queen. Lord, graciously work in her heart. Lord, some of us were cheered, dear Lord, at the beginning or last Christmas, Lord, when she made that Christmas Day speech to the nation. And we pray, dear Lord, thou wilt hear prayer that the work of grace then, if indeed be begun, may be deepened. Gracious Lord, do hear prayer. Help us then to commit all into thy hand. Lord, and there's the heirs to the throne also. Do work in their hearts. Do change them. Oh, dear Lord, and do appear. Then help us now. Be with us, Lord. We need thy help. We're only a poor man. Dear Lord, we plead at thy word that thee stand at the right hand of the poor. Then come, Lord, and do stand by and stand with the poor man this day. And do prompt this, Lord, from within, by thy blessed Spirit. Oh, that we may speak, Lord, to thy praise and thy glory. Then come now, fulfill thy word, thy promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come, open one's mouth. Touch my lips and that live coal from off that heavenly altar. As we play, the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. Ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah. hymn 743. My business lies at Jesus' gate, where many a Lazar comes, and here I sue, and here I wait for mercy's falling crumbs. Here's 743.
Thank you.
in dependence upon thee, Lord, for all needed help. We ask your very prayerful attention to Psalm 65 in the first part of verse 4. Psalm 65, verse 4. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causes to approach unto thee. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causes to approach unto thee. Wonder how the hearts of some may have been affected in singing this hymn, 743. Is there a poor soul here that says, as these last two lines, and if no grace the Lord will grant, I must lie down and die? Is, oh, if that's the blessed language of your heart, is, oh, you'll never lie down and die out of Christ. Not, is, oh, because you're in this blessed text. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causes to approach unto thee. O divine sovereign choice. But you say, let's come to this. Let's start here. Causes to approach unto thee. Because there may be one or more here this morning that thinks, well, I don't know that the Lord has chosen me. Well, we'll come to that if the Lord will help us later. But, and causes to approach unto thee. Ah, poor sinners. Death that are verily guilty of many, many sins. Yes, and why, poor soul, and you hang your head down in shame, do you not? Yes. Hang your head down like a bulrush. Can't lift it up. Shame, guilt, transgression. Oh, we go on. The list is endless, isn't it, poor soul? The badness, wretchedness of your poor heart. But dear soul, blessed is the man whom thou choose, whom thou causes to approach unto thee. With all this that dwells, poor soul, in your heart, with all this wretchedness felt within, this load of sin, what does it do to you? It causes you to approach unto God. Doesn't it? Doesn't it? All this sin, all this within, all the wretchedness, doesn't it cause you to approach unto God? Dear soul, do you not have to get up in the night? Do you not have to get out of your bed? Do you not have to get down on your knees?
Do you not have to pray, God, be merciful to me, a sinner? Blessed is the man who thou chooses, and causes to whom thou causes to approach unto thee. Oh, and why, what a blessed work. What did we read just now? Here in Ephesians chapter 2. And you, and you, nobody else, not your brother, not your sister, not your dad, not your mum, not your cousin, your aunt, yet your uncle, not the one sitting next to you. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and in sins. Who were dead. Which this all declares this, does it? That if you were dead, are quickened into divine life. The dead know nothing. The dead don't feel anything. It's the living. It's the living, dear soul, that feel. The dead fish go along with the tide. The living fish swim against the tide. Oh, and they succeed. And they succeed. Who were dead. The apostle here. No, he doesn't diminish your sin and mine, dear soul, does he? Who were dead in trespasses and in sins. Who were dead. But blessed is the man whom thou chooses and causes to approach unto thee. Yes, approach unto thee. Yes. May I come? Is there room for me? Is there room for me? I was looking earlier here, but in fact I almost read it. Dear oath at Moabitish damsel. In the first chapter, you've got Naomi, Elimelech, two sons, going down into Moab. And the sons marry. The husband dies. The sons die. And here's Naomi now left with two daughters-in-law. And she begins to return to Bethlehem, Judah. And these daughters will go with her. She pleads with them to go back to their own people. One does, one doesn't. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Oh, friends, why? They brought in the mysterious hand of God. Yes, it's so true, isn't it? The words of good William Cowper. God moves in a mysterious way. his wonders to perform, plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. He rides upon the storm. Naomi and her husband went down into Moab was because there was a famine in the land. But you say they left the people of God. They went to where there was sin and idolatry. But Naomi, she didn't forsake her God. She didn't forsake her God. And as it goes on here, and here's her dear Ruth, and now she's now gleaning in the field of Boaz. Listen what Boaz said to her. Hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens. Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art athirst, go unto the vessels and drink of that which the young men have drawn. Is this you, dear soul? Now, verse 10. And she fell on her face, and bowed herself to the ground, and said unto him, Why have I found grace in thine eyes, that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? Is that how you feel, poor soul? A stranger. What did Paul say? He says this to us, doesn't he? Therefore now, no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Yes, blessed is the man who thou choosest and causes to approach unto thee. Causes to approach unto thee. Yes, with your poor prayers, with those poor petitions. Lord, help me. Perhaps think that's not a very wonderful prayer. But dear soul, if it's indicted in the heart of your soul and mine, in your heart and mine, dear soul, it'll bring forth fruit like it did with the dear woman that uttered it. Yes, dear soul, yes, a daughter was made whole from that very hour. It causes to approach. Friend, the Lord indeed is a sovereign. How he works and how he causes souls to approach unto him. With all their sin and iniquity and transgression. Again, think here of Manasseh. Why? What did he do? Why, he caused Israel to sin, did he not? And you read this about him. Manasseh, 12 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. Listen. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. some of you are not much more than 12 years old in here. Are you doing as Manasseh did? Evil in the sight of the Lord? Oh, children, I've been where you are. You've not been where I am. Sixty odd years have passed by since I was your age. Flee from evil. Flee from evil. Joseph. He said, how can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? They may take your coat. Let them have it. Flee from evil. He did that which is evil. Oh, and he built again the high places which Hezekiah's father had broken down. Yeah. But you come down here in this 33rd chapter of the second book of Chronicles. And the Lord spake unto Manasseh and to his people, but they would not hearken. Are you turning a deaf ear? Do you say, I don't want to hear, I don't want to know, I'm going to have my own way? Be careful. Be careful. The Lord is a sovereign in his dealings. There was one young man that he said he'd pull down his barns and build bigger. And the Lord said, this night thy soul is required of thee. But here, the sovereignty of God, here's Manasseh, yes. And the Lord, yes. Blessed is the man whom thou chooses and causes to approach unto thee. Chosen yonder back in the covenant of eternity. And why, and now the Lord, and the Lord sent and brought captains of the host of the king of Assyria, which took Manasseh among the thorns and bound him in fetters and carried him to Babylon. When he was in affliction, when he was bound, when he couldn't do what he wanted to do, when he was in affliction, he besought the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers. And whom thou choosest and causes to approach unto thee, and prayed unto him, and prayed unto him. Oh, the God of mercy, the God of compassion. Yes, regards the prayer of the destitute and doesn't despise their prayer. The one, dear soul, that, yes, who is full of pity, full of compassion, full of love. Yeah, we sing sometimes in a hymn somewhere, the Lord's loving kindness. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he to save my soul from danger, interposed his precious, sought when a stranger wandering from the fold of God, Manasseh. But chosen. The chosen of God and caused by God to approach unto him. Yes, dear soul, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I know I often quote this, but it's so true. The vilest sinner out of hell, dear soul, you and I, are out of hell this Lord's Day morning. We're here, sitting in Swayze Chapel. Vilest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need. Dear soul, do you feel your need? What's your need? You say, mercy. I need mercy of God. Yes, blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causes to approach unto thee. Yeah. Vilest sinner out of hell that lives to feel is welcome. Is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. Welcome. Dear soul, let's quote it again. Psalm 102, I've already quoted it, that he will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. What was that hymn? 7, 4, 3. What's on the top of it? Or how does it begin, rather? My business lies at Jesus' gate, where many a laser comes. And here I sue and here I wait for mercy's falling crumbs. Yes, a beggar poor at mercy's door lies such a wretch as I. Yes, yes, oh, you know this, oh, and Jesus came to seek and to save, yes, poor dying sinners. What does he say here? The Lord say to here? Proverbs 8:34. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. Blessed is the man that heareth me. Manasseh heard the word of the Lord. Oh, yes. There, when he was taken captive, bound in fetters and chains, he heard this, he saw this as God's word to him. Dear soul, do you regard some of your problems, difficulties, troubles, crosses, things in this life, when they go wrong, when things go wrong, do you regard it as God's word? You say to yourself, if you regard it as God's word, you'll be like Manasseh and inquire of him. And inquire of him. Ah, that the Lord might indeed have mercy upon your never dying soul. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee. What did Jesus say? He said, all that the Father giveth me shall come. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. See, again, the vilest sinner out of hell lives to feel his need. Welcome to the throne of grace. Saviour's blood to plead. I will in no wise cast out. Dear soul, the Lord doesn't and hasn't loved your sin and yet mine and never, never will. The mercy, dear soul, is that he loves your soul. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest. Why, dear soul? Yes. Ah, so that dear soul, chosen ere time began. All the mysterious depths of grace. What is it, dear James tells us here in his epistle? To you that approach unto God feelingly, tremblingly, pleading for mercy, pardon, forgiveness, asking the Lord to appear, Jesus to be revealed to your poor never dying soul. Your cry, give me Christ or else I die. Yes. But the Lord James says this, hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world? Hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom, which he hath promised to them that love him? Well, you say, I can't come in there. I'm poor, yes. Poor though I am, despised for God, yet Jesus my Lord forgets me not. What did Jesus say? Oh, the first words of Jesus' public ministry, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Ah, but you said, you read there and it said something about rich in faith, yes. Poor of this world, rich in faith. Have you got any faith? Dear soul, Satan's blinding your eyes. That's what he's doing. Blinding your eyes. You've got faith, poor soul. You got faith in God. You got faith in Christ. Otherwise, you'd never approach unto him. If you didn't believe, dear soul, that God could give you an answer. If you didn't believe that God couldn't have mercy upon your never dying soul, you wouldn't ask him. No, you wouldn't. Hearken. Hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith? Blessed is the man whom thou choose and causes to approach unto thee. Let's look at one more character in the Word of God. Poor man. Rich in faith, caused to approach unto God. Who was he? Dying thief on the cross at Calvary. Friends, I was going to say this, they don't come a lot worse, do they? One, it's caused murder. theft. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Two commands alone that he's broken. Ah, poor Saul, and though I hear you say, I've broken all his 10 commands. But dear Saul, he is rich in mercy. Wherewith his great love, wherewith he loved us even when we were dead in trespasses and sins. Blessed is the man whom thou chooses and causes to approach. Here was the dying thief on the cross at Calvary. Here, in a few hours, he would enter into eternity. Oh, let's be careful. Let each and every one of us remember this, that there were two thieves on the cross. One found mercy, one didn't. One's been with Christ in glory for approximately 2,000 years. The other's been where hope and mercy could never come for 2,000 years. And eternity is but just begun. But again, this poor dying man on the cross at Calvary. Oh, friends, you know, those words that he spoke to his companion in partnering crime. Oh, friends, why, there are a sermon. There are dozens sermons in of themselves, is it not? Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation, and we indeed justly, for we suffer the due reward of our deeds. And this man have done nothing amiss. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causes to approach unto thee. Ah, it's a bit like Manasseh, isn't he? Bound in fetters and iron. Ah, and now brought to humble himself before his God, before his Maker. And he turned. He now addresses the blessed Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Yes, do you come like that dear man? Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. What a prayer. Oh, God-given prayer. A God-indicted prayer. And a prayer that received a blessed answer. And say, my soul, why not for thee? Say, my soul, why not for thee? Blessed is the man who thou choosest. He chooses rebels. He chooses the very worst of sinners. And dear soul, and what did he say? I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. He called sinners to repentance. Here was the dying thief on the cross at Calvary, brought to repentance. Here on my heart, Lord, the burden lies, and past offences pay mine eyes. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causes to approach unto thee. Yes, dear son. And I will in no wise cast out. and I will in no wise cast out. Too wretched. He's not going to say that, dear soul. Dear soul, the dear Lord Jesus said this, that all manner of sin shall be forgiven thee. Blessed be his name. There's hope for your poor never dying soul and mine. All manner of sin, except for sin of blasphemy against the Holy Ghost, God forbid you or I should ever be found guilty of that. But all manner of dying things. Moses committed murder. He's in heaven. He appeared on the mountain at the transfiguration of the dear Lord Jesus Christ. David committed adultery. Oh, and why, dear soul, we only have to look into our own heart, do we not, and see the wretchedness that's there. It causes to approach unto thee. Dear soul, yeah. And dear soul, blessed be his name, he pardons, he forgives. Whom thou choosest, whom thou choosest. The amazing thing, dear soul, is this. Yea, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness I have drawn. Yes, Manasseh, I drew thee into affliction. I drew thee into fetters. I bound thee. Yes, but it was in loving kindness. No chastening for the present seemed to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yielded the peaceable fruits of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Oh, blessed is the man whom thou choosest. Oh, friends, the divine choice, the chosen ones. The chosen ones of the Lord's dear people. Right, back here in Exodus chapter 6. It reads like this. Verse 5, I've also heard the groan of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Wherefore say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will bring you out from under the burden of Satan's sin and iniquity. And I will rid you out of their hands, out of bondage. What was that word here in Psalm 140, I think it is. The dear psalmist speaks here. Psalm 40, 144. Why, the dear psalmist here pleads. Send thine hand from above, rid me, deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, their right hand is the right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O Lord, O God, with the psaltery and instrument of ten strings will I sing praises unto thee. Yes, rid thee, rid thee. Friends, oh, dear soul, you don't want to be rid of all sin and all iniquity. And to be there to serve him, to love, adore, and praise his great and holy name. Rid you out of bondage, and I will redeem you. And I will redeem you with a stretched out arm, and with great judgments, and I will take you, I will take you to me for a people, and I will be your God, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will bring you into the land concerning which I swear to give it to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I'll give it to you for an inheritance. I am the Lord. Oh, friends, why, what blessings the Lord has in store. What is laid up? What is laid up? Psalm 31, oh, how great is thy goodness, which hath laid up for them that fear thee, which hath wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Oh, blessed be his name. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee. Why, in our poor, feeble efforts, why, we mentioned Ruth to start, didn't we, here? Ah, yes, that may be the case of one or more here this morning. Yeah. But the other extreme is Manasseh, or the dying thief on the cross at Calvary. Whom thou choosest. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Why, what did God's people say? You know, some of them say this. I know one said this on his deathbed. Why me? Why me? O blessed God! Why such a wretch as I, who must forever lie in hell, were not a salvation free? Whom thou choosest and causest to approach, and causest to approach. Ah, oh, yes, dear soul. Sanctified troubles, trials, afflictions. What a mercy this are, that they drive you to the throne of grace, to the footstool of mercy. Don't drive you from it. They draw you unto it. With a plea for mercy. Yes, dear soul. And like the dear woman, yes, that washed his feet with tears, wiped them with the hairs of her head. Blessed is the man who thou choosest. Poor Simon the Pharisee, he couldn't understand. And friends, and why those friends whom the Lord has not got a favour, a purpose, of love and mercy toward, they cannot understand. Oh, the workings of his grace. That he should choose the vilest sinners out of hell. Why, this is a faithful sign and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came to the world to save sinners. And dear soul, and that word stand good this morning as it did when it was uttered by the Apostle Paul. To save sinners. Whom it causes to approach unto thee. Dear soul, your prayers you may feel to be poor, but you carry on. You press on toward the mark of the prize, the high corn of God in Christ Jesus the Lord. For the time of love will come, when thou shalt clearly see not only that he shed his blood, but thou shalt say for me, tarry's leisure then, wait the appointed hour, wait to the bridegroom of your souls, reveal his love with power. And dear soul, yes, you perhaps, dear soul, got out of the bed and prayed, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Dear soul, it won't be long. before you get out of the bread and you'll praise God from whom all blessings flow. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day were £660, for which we are very thankful. God willing, tomorrow evening there'll be a prayer meeting with an address by Mr. Izzard. Mr. Pont is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Wheatley next Lord's Day. And God willing, there'll be a church meeting on Monday, the 18th of June. Let us close with hymn 986. Oh, poor, distressed, thirsty soul, the fountain is just by, whose waters run both full and free. Come, drink, and never die. Hymn 986.
Dear Lord, we do pray thou wilt follow with thy blessing. Make up where we failed. Be with us. Meet with us now. Lord, throughout this day, we think of the Sunday school this afternoon. Meet with them. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us all.